Tell me what I can expect to start off with as you guys start looking at things.
You know, the voluntary safety exams are pretty basic. As everybody knows, they are, you know, they're a free service that the Coast Guard provides to let commercial fishermen know where they stand with regards to being in full compliance with the regulations. Basically, we'll look at, you know, there's a lot of things that determine what a vessel needs, not limited to, but including whether you're federally documented, state registered, how many persons on board, where you intend to operate the vessel, are just some of the things, length, tonnage, that play into the different things that the federal law requires. Our job is to determine with you where you're going to operate and with how many folks, and see where you fit in, and then, you know, check you for those things that that are required. And if in fact you have everything, you'll earn one of our fishing vessel safety decals. And if not, we just provide information on any deficiencies you might have on our form via a work list. And we kind of look at that work list as a good faith. You know, you're going to take those recommendations and, you know, do what you need to do to get in compliance and call us back for a reexamination, or, you know, go ahead and take those recommendations and fix them. And, you know, if you call back for a re-exam or not, most important thing is that you're in full compliance and you know what you need to be out there.
Do you always have to have a re-exam if you're missing some things, or there's certain things that you'll go ahead and give a sticker for as long as there's certain major things on board?
You know, across the board, we try to make you as close to full compliance or bulletproof, so to say. So the purpose of a dockside exam is to go through all those things, whether they seem to be administrative in their nature as well as safety related, and let you know where you stand. It would be from examiner to examiner to determine if they have a certain threshold of items where they'll, you know, continue on and issue you a decal. You know, maybe with a minor deficiency that isn't a safety-related item, but that's really left to the examiner. But for the most part, our policy is, like I said, to try to let you know everything that you're required to have and that you have it before we put one of our decals on the vessel.
What are some of the most common things that you find missing when you look at vessels? Maybe you have otherwise most of the stuff they need. What are some of the common items that are a problem?
You know, there isn't any one thing that's really more of a problem than another. There are so many things that have expiration dates. So just in the nature of all the things that fishermen try to keep track of with regard to EPIRB batteries and hydrostatic releases for their EPIRBs and their rafts, and when the raft needs to be repacked, and the certificate of documentation is only a year, and the alcohol test strips are only a year, and the flares are 42 months. So there's certainly a lot of places, you know, in the dockside exam for us to come up with things that maybe have expired or are coming up on expiring. But one of the primary life-saving devices that we see issues with, mostly due to their age, is the older immersion suits that are out there. So I would say, you know, across the board, we probably find issues with older immersion suits most often.
What could I do to get ready for the exam in terms of making sure I've got everything I'm supposed to have for the type of voyages I plan to take?
Yeah, there's a couple of avenues available to anyone who wants to try to get ready beforehand. That's certainly something that we appreciate. It certainly expedites the exam and lessens the likelihood of maybe stopping back for a re-exam. But that's fine too. You know, part of the reason we're there is to find out what you have and what you don't have together. But if you want to try to be as ready as possible, we have a new online checklist generator, which asks you 10 or 12 very specific questions about your vessel, and depending on how you answer those questions, it'll print you out a checklist just for your vessel, assuming that you put the correct information in with regard to where you're going to operate and length and tonnage and people on board and so forth. That's probably the newest, most the most technological way to do it, and that's new to us as of about October this year. You can call a dockside examiner. Any problem with a local dockside examiner sitting on the phone and just kind of talking you through the things that you'll need. There's also some online references at the same site where the checklist generator is, and that's the www.fishsafe.info. Also is the federal requirements pamphlet that you can download an Adobe copy or just view it online that kind of walks you through all the requirements and you kind of see where you fit in based on, again, your length and where you're going to operate.